This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The geopolitical action this week is in New York. The UN General Assembly is in session. There was no face-to-face meeting between President Obama and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, as had been rumored. The two countries have had icy relations for decades now, as you know. But Iran is on a charm offensive, in part because that country's economy has been hit hard by U.S. sanctions. Those sanctions include trade embargoes that prevent many Iranian companies from doing business here in the United States. And companies that try can have their assets seized. Marketplace's Noel King looked into what happens after the seizure.
Just last week, a federal judge said the U.S. government can seize a 36-story Manhattan skyscraper. The Fifth Avenue building is partly owned by a company called the ASA Corporation. The judge said ASA is a front for an Iranian bank. Charles Intriago is president of the Association of Certified Financial Crime Specialists. He says all kinds of assets can be seized. Then usually the U.S. marshals are brought in to watch over them, or sometimes they contract the work out.
You know, there have been racehorses seized, for example. Then, you know, the marshals may not know much about keeping thoroughbred racehorses, but they will hire, the government will hire some folks to make sure that those thoroughbred racehorses are maintained in top condition. A building, too.
Like that one on Fifth Avenue. The owners may appeal, and the U.S. government will have to prove their ties to Iran. But shouldn't companies with links to the Iranian government know better than to do business in the U.S.? Patrick Clausen is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Look, I mean, there have been some stunning bank account when you have to go, what did these idiots, what was crossing their minds when they opened that bank account? People aren't very bright.
Clausen knows about these bank accounts because he's got a side job. He serves as an expert witness in the court cases of Americans who are suing Iran. These are victims of terror attacks that Iran has had some part in. So think of the Marines who were hurt and killed during the bombing in Beirut in 1983. Since the mid-90s, the U.S. government has allowed them to sue to get some part of the billions of dollars of seized Iranian assets. Clausen says increasingly,
the courts have ordered that the banks to hand that money over to these victims of Iranian-sponsored terrorism, who have now collected hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. And the Iranian government is not happy about this process.
Which means it's one more way for the U.S. to keep the pressure on Iran. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.